Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and even some of the aspiring entrepreneurs that I hear oftentimes tune into the show. Appreciate all of you. You're in the right place. If you'd like to get personal about the news and the culture, it's what we do here. Because you can listen to CNN if you want to just get the news. You can go read the New York Times if you want to just get the news. But my commitment here is that we get personal about it. Whether it's me sharing about stuff going on in my personal life or experiences, whether it's the 16-year career I had in corporate America, running businesses and teams both here in the U.S. and around the world for a Fortune 100 company at the time, whether it's getting personal about things going on in the news and the culture about family, and being in foster care for a few years and then being adopted. And then the dynamics of a few years ago actually searching and finding my biological parents and family. Whether it's getting personal about the news and the culture, about things going on in the entrepreneurship journey, what it's been like for me starting the Underdog Stuff Business Consulting and Leadership Company, what I learn when I go into companies as a management and leadership coach and instructor, working alongside other startups and helping them figure out how to take their business and their culture to the next level. We're sharing about the news and the culture and getting personal about sports because I love sports. My experience is playing basketball in the public league in Philadelphia. Shout out to Parkway High School. And some of the things we learn about ourselves and the culture through sports. That's what you get here. We're going to get personal about underdog stuff. And hopefully, in the spirit of fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world, helping folks go from stuck to unstuck to growth, and hopefully we'll support each other along the journey from underdog to contender to champ. And then when I'm really feeling it, how about we try to be legendary? That's what we do here. Season 2, the Gregory Neesmith Show. And so earlier, we talked about taxes. And you can Google all the details, but some of them, broad strokes, big picture, not much for the average American, and the tax plan gives a lot to those who make a lot of money and to corporations. So that's the news. The personal side of it is, the underdog side of it is, if you can't beat them, join them. I may not be wealthy, but I do know it's possible to figure out how to start a corporation. Get that 21% tax benefit, write off expenditures related to my business and the living my life. There's LLCs, there's S-Corps. I believe the type of corporation that will get the full extent of this new tax plan, the full extent of that benefit of the 21% tax rate, is something called a C-Corp. Like I said, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an accountant. I don't even play one on the radio, but I do my research and I do know there's something there. And so I would advise you to go to the Small Business Administration, go to score.org, both organizations that help folks at low to no cost figure this thing out. And I'm not selling a utopic flowery all is right with the world scenario. There's cost involved. It's time consuming. There's things you'll probably have to do that you don't know how to do right in this moment. But it might be worth it. And also those costs can be written off once you're a corporation. Fancy that. And then, like I said earlier, we are the company we keep. Go out and get yourself some new friends that are being unconventional, that are being creative, that, like Asha said earlier, talking about she has a manifesto for how she's going to go out and deliver her talent and her performances to her audiences. Surround yourself with people who have a vision or a certain purpose. If those things sound too lofty, too complicated, too off-putting, then I always say hang with people who know and are willing to follow their curiosity. That worked for me. This whole idea of starting a corporation came out of the conversation I was having with one of my close underdog friends. And I've heard the saying before, you get what you pay for. Scared money don't make no money. Got to make money. Got to spend money to make money. Small Business Administration, score.org. There's places you can go and get information and get support that don't cost. But if you do have the money, pay for those seminars and those workshops. But if you don't, go online and Google something. Watch a YouTube video. Download a podcast. Listen to this show. Because it's free for you to turn on WATR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Or if you miss any of the live show, you can go to iTunes, to Stitcher, to Podomatic. Search the Gregory Neesmith Show and you can download the podcast for free. We're also now syndicated on the LiveLeadPlay.com podcast network. Shout out to Live Lead Play. Appreciate you. NBA players got mad at LeBron for starting a super team in Miami. If they couldn't beat him, they joined him. And what I mean by that, they joined the idea, so they created their own super teams. A lot of money in politics. There's super PACs. Yet the minority vote seems to be left out of some of these discussions. So what did some affluent African Americans do? Start their own super PAC. If you can't beat them, join them. Republicans passed a tax plan that helps corporations and the rich, 35% tax rate down to 21% for corporations. Can't beat them, join them. I'm just going to start a corporation then. You should start one, and you should start one, and you should start one. And that was us talking about taxes in the first hour. Shout out to Will for calling in. Shout out to Stan the Man, who is one of the voices on Let Your Voice Be Heard, which is on WATR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. Please check them out. Then we talked about black women. Shout out to all the black women in my life. I'm going to start with my mom, the most important woman in my life. Love you. Black women made things happen in Alabama. And it got me to thinking about OJ. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. Anybody who follows Jay-Z and got the 444 album, you know that that was a reference to a Jay-Z song, The Story of OJ. But seriously, though, the OJ. What does OJ have to do with black women in Alabama? I'll never forget OJ trial in the mid-90s, I believe. By all accounts and speculation, most people believe that OJ was guilty of murder. But the glove didn't fit. So he had to acquit, and he was not found guilty of murder. And I remember there seemed to be this strange spirit when the verdict came out, where it was almost like a divided America. A lot of minorities, especially black folks, seemed to have a certain amount of a smirk on our faces, or a certain amount of happiness, and not truly happiness like joy, but almost like, as I remember Chris Rock saying in one of his stand-up, it was almost like, hey, like we won something. And he goes on to joke and say, hey, when's my OJ prize coming in the mail? Like, everybody jumping up and down and like, did we really win anything? But some folks said maybe we won because for years, there have been minorities who have had bad experiences with the justice system and potentially been wrongly accused and jailed, or minorities have been criminalized, especially when I think about drugs, right? There's plenty of statistics that say, and to use just two racial groups, black people and white people consume, use drugs, especially illegal drugs, at basically about the same rate. But yet, black folks are arrested and put in jail for them at a significantly higher rate, even though most studies say we use about the same, but yet the justice system is not fair in terms of how blacks are treated versus whites when it comes to something like drugs. And so I think some people were happy about the OJ verdict because it was like, man, finally, sometimes justice doesn't happen the way it's supposed to. But this time, the person that got off that probably shouldn't was a minority, was a black man. And for many years, and even still up to today, people feel like there's not much equality in the justice system. But OJ brings me to a point about Alabama, which is this whole idea of what's scaling. I know a lot of underdogs out there are part of the gig economy, the side hustle, entrepreneurs. From my 16 years of business experience, one of the things I used to be very mindful of when launching something or starting something or something happens is it scalable? What's scale? And scale is basically this idea of if something works on a smaller scale, can it be spread? Can it be replicated on a larger scale? So, for example, think about something like Uber. At some point, Uber didn't exist. It starts in a city. They realize that people are willing to pay for basically on-demand car service in urban areas. They'll give you their credit card. It'll all be automated. And it worked in this one urban area. Hey, we can spread it. We can replicate it because there's a bunch of other urban areas in the country. And so we can scale it. Then you have examples where you potentially can't scale. So let's say you're a juice maker and maybe you're making juice in your neighborhood and you're selling it and you're using some special ingredient from South America that you got some relatives who live there, and it's some fruit that they grow that is only grown in that one area, one village in the whole world, and it makes your juice taste great. But it's a limited supply, it's hard to get, and so while people in your neighborhood may like your special juice, it's going to be hard to spread it, hard to scale it, because it's hard to replicate making millions and millions of more of those drinks because your drink is so special with special ingredients that it might be hard to scale it. And so why am I talking about OJ and juice? I didn't plan to do that. No pun intended. OJ orange juice, OJ Simpson. Oh, that was, I didn't even plan that. But why am I talking about juice and Uber and OJ and Alabama? Because the OJ verdict, to Chris Rock's satire, black folks didn't really win anything, even though some folks felt like they did. Because it's hard to scale what happened to OJ, because most people aren't ex-football players, very famous and wealthy. And so it's hard to scale and replicate that type of outcome for other people. And so Alabama happened. Shout out to all the black women who came out and voted in strong, strong numbers. Some of the exit polls had Doug Jones winning the under 30 vote by 20 percentage points, winning independents by 8 points. But his biggest driver was winning the black vote and black women specifically by like plus 95%. Still a bit disturbing that Roy Moore in exit polls won white women by 29% and won voters who decided in December by 12%. But that's for another show. But back to scaling. So I say all that to say, for Republicans who might be feeling sad that they lost an election in a state that they normally don't lose, I would say don't get too sad. And for Democrats who were like, man, look at this. We went in red states now. I would tell you, don't get too happy. Because I'm not quite sure what happened in Alabama can be scaled. I'm not quite sure that in other red states in the midterm elections next year that the Republicans will run such a terrible candidate. I don't know if we'll be able to scale that every Democrat running against a Republican in other states, especially red ones, in November of 2018 is going to be running against alleged child molesters. Those who've been outside of the law when it comes to their previous positions as a politician. And run against someone who would say some of the best days of America were during the times of slavery. I just don't think that that's going to be the type of candidate that the Republicans trot out in every campaign and election next year during the midterms. So underdogs, next time something happens, whether it's in your personal life, business life, politics, just be mindful of, you know, learn from it. But be mindful and careful about whether or not it can be replicated. Can it be scaled? But what I will say, though, for those who lean to the left and listen to the show, I do think what can be scaled is focusing on mobilization. So get the vote out, carpools, busing people, like some of those. I saw a story where a black woman drove 10 hours that day, driving people to and from the polls. So I think mobilization and get out the vote stuff can work. Getting folks registered, that can be replicated and scaled. I think not taking the black vote for granted and giving them a reason to come out. That's if you lean to the right. I mean, lean to the left, giving them a reason to come out the vote. That can be scaled. I'm skeptical whether the politicians in the Democratic Party will do that, but it's possible. But with that, that's just my thoughts on scaling. Just wanted to bring that up. And scaling is something happened, something worked. What about it can be spread? What about it can be replicated to grow it? I'm a little skeptical that Alabama can be scaled, but I'm still happy with the victory nonetheless. Woo, show's flying by. It's almost to the close. I said we talk about taxes today. We did. Said we talk about black women. We did. Shout out to the black women in Alabama. Shout out to the black women that are part of this show. And that was Asha Davis who called in. And we talked about Amanosa. And I said we talk about black thought. So let's talk about it. Earlier this year, released my top 10 list of all-time rappers, in my opinion. Let me know yours. you can email me at Gregory. No, you can email me at underdogstuff@gregorynesmith.com, or I'm on social media at underdogstuff on Instagram. I'm on Twitter at Gregory Neesmith, and there's a Facebook page for the show. You can search the Gregory Neesmith Show. Leave your comments there of your top 10 rappers of all time. But these are my 10. Rakim, Jay-Z, Biggie, KRS-One, Ice Cube, Nas, Tupac, Mos Def, Three Stacks, that's Andre 3000, and Lauryn Hill. That's my top 10 in order. From Rakim all the way down to number 10, Lauryn Hill. What's your top 10? Recently this week, though, Black Thought of the Roots, and shout out to Philadelphia, did a 10-minute freestyle on Hot 97. And it was pretty good. And I remember when I released my top 10 list earlier this summer, I got called out by some of my friends who know I'm from Philly, who said, "Where's Black Thought? How are you not going to have Black Thought on you in your top 10? So I'm asking you out there, underdogs, my top 10, Rakim, Jay, Biggie, KRS-One, Ice Cube, Nas, Tupac, Mos Def, Three Stacks, L Hill. Did I make a mistake? Should Black Thought be in my top 10? Is he in your top 10? If so, who should I kick out? This is like Hip Hop Survivor. Who has to go if Black Thought's supposed to be in the top 10? Let me know. And in all seriousness, too, sometimes I have a thought, you have a thought, and it's okay if you get new information for you to have a new thought. And I think that's what's happening with me. I got some new information. I always knew Black Thought. He's probably in my top 15, not my top 10. But I think this freestyle recently just reminded me that maybe it's put him over the top and he should be in my top 10. But now I got to figure out Lauryn Hill, Three Stacks, Mos Def, Tupac, Nas, Ice Cube, KRS-One, Biggie, Jay, Rakim. Who got to go? Let me know. With that, we've reached the end of the show. And I'll leave you with my new rules from today's show. One is, the next time a problem comes up, maybe be creative about it. One possible path forward, instead of seeing it as a problem, see it as an opportunity. Because if you can't beat them, sometimes you get to join them. And we talked about that with taxes. You should, I should, we should at least look into it. Maybe we should start a C corporation. Take advantage of the new 21% tax break and some of the other goodies that come along with being a corporation. If you can't beat them, maybe we get to join them. Also, once something works, scale it. Whether that's in your personal life or your business life, look for something working and can it be replicated? Can it be spread? I'm not sure if we can spread and replicate and scale what happened in Alabama, but I'm sure there's things going on in your life that are working that you can take to other parts of your life, or things are working in your business that you can scale and make even larger. And lastly, if you get new information, it's okay to change your point of view. I didn't have Black Thought in my top 10. The freestyle he just did this week reminded me that maybe I got it wrong. So I'm going to put him in my top 10. I just got to figure out who I'm going to kick out. You got to let me know. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.